And this is not his only distress, but he can't even enjoy his cherished possessions, for such is the nature of the greedy. They do not possess things to enjoy, but rather to lack enjoyment. But if this seems like a conundrum to you, listen to what's even worse and more puzzling. They are not only deprived of the joy of their possessions by their fear of using them as they desire, but they are also perpetually unsatisfied and live in constant desire. What could be more torturous than this? The righteous man, however, is not like this, but is freed from fear, hatred, and this insatiable desire. And as all people curse the former, so do all people unite to bless the latter. And as the former has no friend, so the latter has no enemy.